La Voz de la Memoria in English. News, information, interviews and discussions about Spain's historical memory movement, with reports on what's happening at La Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda in Jimena de la Frontera.
Hello and welcome to La Voz de la Memoria's News and Information in English. I'm Debbie Ead. Tributes have been paid this week to Josep Almudévar. He's believed to have been the last surviving member of the International Brigades, and he's died in France at the age of 101. He was born in the French city of Marseille in 1919, but when the Civil War began, he was living in the town of Alcácer in Valencia. He lied about his age and fought for the Republicans, but was wounded and then sent home when it was realised that he was only 16. Undeterred, he used his French nationality to join the International Brigades. When the war ended, he was sent to concentration camps and then different prisons, and when he was released, he became a guerrilla fighter. He fled to France in exile in 1947 and didn't return to Spain until 65. 2 years ago, he was honoured by the Valencian government for his fight for democracy and freedom. The High Court in Madrid has told the Francisco Franco Foundation it does not have the right to appeal against street names being changed in the capital. It became law some years ago that the names of streets which pay tribute to Franco or members of his regime have to be changed, although in many places this has still not been done. The authorities in Madrid are currently in the process of removing 50 such names from the street map. This is not the first time the courts have told the foundation they can't go to court to question anything to do with the dictator they don't like. Back in 2015, another court in Madrid decreed that the foundation lacks the legitimacy to defend Franco's honour in the courts. That was when it tried to take legal action against an artist who had featured the dictator in some of his works. A new book, which is the result of over 20 years of research, has just been published. It's a biographical dictionary of 1,000 volunteers from Argentina in the Spanish Civil War. It's been written by historian Jerónimo Borrajina, who is himself Argentinian, and it's called Diccionario Biográfico de Voluntarios de Argentina en la Guerra Civil Española. Exhumation works are now being carried out of one of the largest mass graves in the Valencia region. Known as Number 114, it's in the cemetery in Paterna, and about 197 victims of Francoism are believed to be buried there. Experts are hoping to find the remains of 31 people in the first stage of these works. This mass grave is unusual because of the professions of the victims who were buried in it. Many were from the world of culture, including artists and journalists, as well as teachers, local politicians and lawyers. Locally in the Campo de Gibraltar area, the Foro por la Memoria has written to the president of the Junta de Andalucía, calling for him to sign the approval for buildings and roads constructed under Franco's Strait of Gibraltar fortification plan to be declared a historical memory site. They were built by more than 30,000 Republican prisoners from all over Spain who were used as slave labour in appalling conditions between 1939 and 1943. In its letter, the forum pointed out that the application was made 5 years ago, has institutional and popular support, and all it needs to come into effect is his signature. And finally, works to repair and restore part of the church at La Sauceda have now been completed. This rural community, 25 kilometres from Jimena de la Frontera, has become well known because German and Italian planes were used for the first time to bombard the population on the 1st of October 1936. This was widely seen as a practice run for Guernica. The surviving population was taken to El Marrufo concentration and extermination camp. The remains of the church have been left as they were to commemorate those who died, but they were in such a bad state of repair that they were in danger of collapse. And that's all for now. More news and information to come soon.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the podcasts of La Voz de la Memoria in English.